Today we have an opportunity to visit with Brian Hahn and Braden Hahn. They've just finished up a week of student page responsibilities in the Wyoming House of Representatives, and we're going to have them share a little bit about what went on in a very busy week. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. So where do we start? Does youngest go first in this case? Brian, your thoughts about serving on the House. I want you to kind of highlight some of your responsibilities, and then if you had any unique experiences you want to talk about.
Yeah, okay. It was a great experience. We had a lot of fun out on the floor. We got to deliver messages and run errands for all the representatives, and we got to have a unique experience of talking to them and learning a lot from them. And
you get to meet a lot of representatives, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We got to talk to all of them
and hear the debate on the floor.
Yeah, yep.
Did it get interesting once in a while?
It did. It got interesting sometimes.
Anything stand out in the debates that you thought was a little unique?
They'd
reach into different topics and just go in depth. You didn't think that people could talk that in depth about so many things, huh?
Sure, yeah.
Let's go over to Braden. Braden Hahn, you'd be like a senior, and Brian's a freshman. So tell us about your experience. Were you impressed that, or maybe surprised at how intense it is, how the workload and how it's nonstop?
Yeah, for sure. It's amazing how much time and effort that goes into just one bill, even.
Right.
So much time and how much reading.
Oh, yeah. A lot of side reading.
You
were helping to distribute all that side reading.
All that side reading,
One piece of legislation, and then here's 5-6 pages, maybe 20 pages of extra reading.
Exactly.
And that's just one of many handouts you'd go.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd work around the floor. Did you get to know some of the representatives, any of them that stand out in your mind, or just got to know them all in general?
Yeah, we got to meet all of them, but it was awesome getting to talk to them.
Does one experience stand out to you above all the others, or besides being able to address the entire House of Representatives, what you both got to do?
Yeah, I think the experience that stands out the most was we came in Saturday morning, and Representative Simpson was showing us around the Capitol building, and Speaker Harshman came up to us, and he kind of showed us around, gave us our own personal tour, and that was
about that. The Speaker of the House gives you your personal tour of the Capitol.
It was awesome. Yeah, so cool.
Kind of hours you worked. I know there are certain limitations. We can't keep you late at night, and sometimes the session goes late at night. But you were there morning. I breezed through once in a while, saw you, and you carry right on into the evening.
Yeah, they had us report at 8 a.m. and they let us out at 5, even if they went past that.
So did you study any bills yourself, just kind of look them over? Sometimes they have to put revised bills out. Just kind of walk me through your job.
Yeah, we got to see the bills, and we could read them if we wanted. But
some are easier to read than others, right?
Yeah, some of them are really thick and lots of pages, and some of them are just one page, but
okay.
Yeah, it was cool.
Brian, you've had a chance to think here for a minute. Anything that pops out in your mind, your experiences? Your brother mentioned the tour with the speaker. Anything that stands out for you?
Yeah, one time one of the legislatures, his name was Representative Lindholm. Was kind of a jokester on the floor. He would
Big cowboy.
He would play a lot of tricks. We would switch name tags sometimes, and one time my name tag even said Senator on it. I don't know how he got that, but
believe me, he comes and steals it.
Yeah, it was great.
So you had a Senator name tag for a while.
Yeah, it was fun.
So overall, a fun experience, learning experience, educational experience?
Definitely, we learned a lot, yeah.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you joining us here on SBI. Kind of a wrap-up then. What are you both going to be doing with your careers? What are your plans? We're with Brian Hahn and Braden Hahn from Star Valley.
Yeah, mine is... I'm working on my mission papers right now, so
okay.
I'm going to put those in, and hopefully...
So about when would you be leaving?
I hope to leave 1st of July.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, in the States, or you want to go Russia or China or somewhere? Maybe China will be open.
Yeah, China would be cool.
Okay, little Mandarin.
Yeah.
All right, well, Brian, what's your plans?
I'll just keep going through high school, hopefully learn a lot, and then go on a mission and go to a good college after that.
Okay, I understand you're both musically talented.
Yep.
Tell us what you perform on or do or sing, instruments. Tell us, piano, what is it that you...
Yeah, we both take private piano lessons.
Okay.
And I take viola lessons. So I play the viola, and I'm in the high school orchestra.
Wow.
And I play the cello. I take private lessons, and yeah, it's really fun.
Okay. So, tell us about your parents before we close out here. Their names?
Ron and Jennifer Hahn.
Okay. So, you got some siblings, too?
Yeah.
Tell us about those and names.
An older sister, Brielle, and then we both have a younger brother, Brigham, and two younger sisters, Brinley and Brooklyn.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Yeah. We covered it all?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's Brian Hahn and Braden Hahn, just finishing up as student pages in the Wyoming House of Representatives. You're listening to SVI Media, Dan Dockstetter reporting.